Welcome back to the Gully Scorecard podcast, everyone. So we're sitting here. It's around 12 a.m. on Sunday night. And Chelsea have just been absolutely battered 3-0 at home by Manchester City. And Nikhil is fuming and he has a lot of thoughts on his mind. So we're going to let him vent out on the podcast today. It's another vent episode. You're going to just enjoy the vent, enjoy the rant, you know, just take it and consume all the Chelsea frustration he has. So let's first start off with, what the fuck do you think went wrong today?
I mean, there would not be a more perfect description to say everything went wrong. Like, literally everything went wrong. Nothing went right. There was, I don't know what to say, man. So to start off with, I was pretty pleased with the lineup. I thought, yeah, finally, Werner playing down the center. He's actually going to show us what he's capable of. City are going to press us. We're going to, you know, hit them on the counter-attack. And this is where Werner will shine. But that obviously was not the case. It just went completely wrong. But I think I was happy with the lineup. But more than anything, when the players came out there, there seemed to be an aura of like overconfidence in them. And I've been seeing this in the last few games. They just did not want to press any of the players. And I think that the worst thing you could do to a City team that's probably not at their best is to give them space. They're the best team, arguably the best team in the country, that when you give them space. They just passed the ball around the park. You know, no one had the intent to go out and fucking press them and get the ball back from them, even though we've been in a fucking terrible run of form. No one had the intent to, you know, play the ball forward. It was always, you know, get the ball out of the wing and, you know, put a long ball over and we'll fucking lose the second ball. It was disgusting today what happened. It was disgusting.
Yeah, it was actually really, really fucking bad. And I told you before we started as well, this reminded me of the 1-0 under Conte, which was a fucking horrific performance, because like in that game as well, City made like a million passes and they just kept, you know, Chelsea had no pressure on the ball whatsoever. It was just the same thing over and over again. But the fact that you have a different manager and you spend 250 million or even 300 since Conte left, whatever, and you're still not able to produce better results was the more shocking part for me. And yeah, offensively and your midfield in particular was just, oh my God. It was like watching, you know, like as an Arsenal fan, we lost 3-0 to City like countless number of times, and it was almost like I was watching that again. So I didn't feel much. I almost felt like it was hurting me more watching a team lose like that, because I felt that way before. So I can empathize with you on how fucking bad this is. But yeah, Eddie, this one's for you.
We got a taste of what you guys went through, man. Like, see, before I go any further on how fucking pathetic we were, I have to give credit to Manchester City. Yes, we let them run through us. We let them, you know, cut. It was like a fucking hot knife through butter. But we let them do it to us. But at the end of the day, you still have to, you know, put the passes together, and, you know, you still have to score the goals. And they did that with absolute quality. Their goals were absolutely stunning. Gundogan's goal was amazing. When he let it run and then, you know, took it on his right. Maybe Mendy should have saved it, but the finish was immaculate. Foden's goal, the passing was pinpoint, like, you know. And I mean, the third goal, the less said about it, the better. Kante really fucked up there. But the second goal, their goals were good. It's not like they didn't deserve anything or whatnot. They were the better team by far.
Yeah, it was the gulf in quality was very, very apparent between the two teams. And like, it shouldn't have been there, because on paper, I think you have a team definitely which can at least pose a challenge to a team like Man City with the amount of money you spent. But it just didn't seem to be there. Like, as you said, they didn't seem motivated at all. And ability-wise, they didn't show at all. And speaking about ability, I think we should really, you know, go on to Timo Werner now. I know you've had your beef with him for a long time, and I think this is the final nail in the coffin for you, is it?
Yeah. Before I go on to Timo Werner, I would like to say, you know, it was... Chelsea on paper are always a really good team. We basically at this point are an on paper team in these last six games that we've been pathetic. But that should not that shouldn't lead to a sense of overconfidence or, you know, a lack of motivation, you know, to just pass the ball around the park and think we'll get a goal from, you know, crossing it in and hope Giroud scores or hope fucking Zuma scores. That's not how it works. You need to, you know, pass the ball with intent, you know. If you see, every time the ball got to the midfield, it was just going back out to the wingers or going back to the defense and, you know, hoping we put a cross in, because they were pressurizing the Chelsea players when we had possession, especially in the second half. We couldn't do anything with it, right? I mean, Timo Werner was pathetic, yes, but I don't completely blame him. Like, people are going to make him a scapegoat for this episode, but or for whatever this fixture, I don't fucking care. But you can't. Lampard has to motivate the players when he sends the team out, especially for a game, Manchester City versus fucking Chelsea, the two most successful English clubs of the last decade, and you can't get them motivated to play that game. Are you fucking kidding me? It's absolutely insane. Like, how can you not put pressure on the team that you know will come at you for the entirety of the 90 minutes? How can you not show any intent? We had arguably our best 11 out there, except for Reece James. And sure, whatever. Like, you can't blame it on Azpilicueta. He was not at fault for... Like, yes, he was caught out of position. But bro, where the thing was with that... The 11 players that went out there weren't bad players. They're fucking quality players. And you can't motivate them to play against Manchester City at Stamford Bridge. Are you kidding me? There was... Sure, like, we didn't have a style of play. But the least you can do is motivate the players to go out there. I'm not blaming it solely on Lampard, but come on, man. Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that Lampard, it's come to a point where you can't ignore his impact on the team. Like, you can say it's the player's fault or it's like a bad run of form, but at one point you just have to, like, you know, put your foot down and say, okay, what the fuck's going on with Lampard? Is he, you know, what the fuck's he doing? What's in the dressing room? Is the dressing room, is he not able to, you know, gel well with the players? Are the players not able to respond to what he's demanding of them? You know, he's not telling, I mean, he can't tell us the issues, but then again, as you said, in the press conferences, he goes and puts the blame on the players. So is that something which he's wanting to do to motivate them, or is that something which he's doing wrong? So that's another dilemma which Chelsea have in their hand right now.
I think you, as the manager, you should be the one to take the blame. You should be a man and take it on the chin. Yes, Frank Lampard is one of the best things that have ever happened to Chelsea. He's one of the best players that's ever played for this club. But that, you cannot let your judgment be swayed by that. Like, if this was Sarri, he'll probably be sacked tonight. Like, as much as I like shitting on Mikel Arteta and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, even though United are our, you know, our title challengers, and hats off to them, they're doing really, really well. I don't think Solskjaer is a good manager by any stretch of imagination, but neither do I think Mikel Arteta. But I want Frank Lampard to get the same amount of, you know, pressure that those two are, because we are in currently the worst runner form in those three clubs. We're slouching in eighth in the table, after playing 17 games. He needs to be under some pressure, and he needs to take a lot of the blame, because this was, apart from these teams, this was our best 11 if we are playing the 4-3-3 system. This was our best 11. And today there was no excuses for not having the fucking intent to play the game. Not even trying to close players down. We're meant to be this electric team, and this team that, you know, plays the ball, you know, with exuberance, and you know their good style of play. That's what we all expected when we got these new signings. I don't see any of it. So that if Lampard's in charge of the signings, right? I was never on the impression, like, I was very happy with fourth last year, and I was never under the impression, like, yeah, we need to strengthen our attack. We had a wealth of players that were coming through. We had Ruben Loftus-Cheek. We had Ross Barkley. We have Callum Hudson-Odoi. We have Mason Mount. We had Mateo Kovacic. We had Tammy Abraham, Olivier Giroud, Christian Pulisic. We had an endless supply of attackers. And yet, you want to disrupt that environment that we had. Like, a lot of the players were English, that, you know, they were all brought up through our academy and whatnot. And a lot of them were English. And so I get that it shouldn't be, I guess they, you would say they have good chemistry, right? And bringing in these new players, I guess, disrupts that in that ecosystem or that environment. But if you go, yes, I was excited with some of them, but I wasn't like, okay, this is what we need to spend money on. We spend money on our defenders, and good, they've come to fruition to a certain extent. But at this point, our attacking signings have been detrimental to our success, man. It's insane. We were so much better last season. The teams that we've beat in that however long run were pathetic.
Yeah. And to go back to your point about the attacking signings, it was almost like Lampard was shopping at a fucking supermarket and his cart was already full and he's trying to add more items to it unnecessarily. That's basically what he was doing with signing so many attackers. He signed Ziyech, he signed Havertz, he signed Werner. All three of them, Havertz and Werner, first of all, they're still youngish and they're coming from the Bundesliga, which is very, very hard to transition from there to the Premier League unless you're a vet. And they definitely aren't vets. They're still young. So that was a very risky signing. On top of that, Ziyech, who was good in his first few games, but again, he rushed him from his injury and he had to sub him off a little early in the game. Not an ideal scenario. You'd rather start Callum Hudson-Odoi, who has been performing so well, instead of Ziyech, who's still recovering from his injury. I don't understand what the fuck was going on there.
Exactly, dude. Everyone and their fucking mom could see that, okay, City are going to have a lot of possession. We need to hit them on the break and we need to hit them with players that are direct and fast. Hakim Ziyech, as much as I was, it's kind of hypocritical, but as much as I was, you know, happy to see him back, the Callum Hudson-Odoi, he made a difference, even in a game where we didn't deserve to get one. He made, 3-1 is flattering to us. He was direct, you know. He went at players. He goes at players. He gives defenders a problem. What the fuck does Timo Werner do? Did you see his position for a lot of the game today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw one clip during halftime where, not halftime, sorry, during the game itself, where he peeled off to the edge of the box, passed it to Pulisic. Now, any number 9 would make a run back into the 6-yard box, but he just stood like 4 yards behind the 6-yard box, just looking at the ball go right across him. Like, what the fuck sort of striker is that? Attack the ball, make the defenders think of something at least. He was in no movement whatsoever.
Just no movement whatsoever. There was a time in the second half where we could have caught them on the break. He was the one carrying it forward, right? I think it was Hudson-Odoi. Sorry, it was Hudson-Odoi carrying the ball forward. And he was making a run and he just peels off to the right. Bro, you're a fucking striker. You've been wanting to play there for the last N number of games. Bro, just make the right run. Are you fucking kidding me? There was times where he was peeling off to where he was playing alongside Kovacic and stuff. And I'm like, you're a fucking striker. Are you kidding me? Like, that itself shows that there was no intent. He was, yes, he's void of confidence currently. But you should have, yes, it's Lampard's fault maybe that he doesn't have that confidence. But he's giving you an opportunity to play in your desired position. Take that by the scruff of the neck and fucking put your balls on the line, man. It's irritating. Yeah, I don't have a problem that we lost to City. City's a quality team. I didn't expect to win. But not in that manner. We didn't even try. We tried to cross the ball and there was no Giroud. That's about it.
Man, hearing all this just takes me back, you know, takes me back to our memory lane about how I used to say the exact same things you're saying, cross the ball but there's no Giroud, because that's literally what we used to do against City after we sold Giroud. Cross the ball, he's not in the box. It's so fucking annoying. But yeah, man, that was horrific from City. And we've gone over how bad Lampard is. You want to touch more about Lampard or are you done?
If you cannot get your players up. He should be under the most he should be the most under under pressure manager. I don't know. He should be the man. He should be the manager in the hot seat right now. Like, his job should be in jeopardy if he's not able to win. If he's not able to get the next 9 or 12 points that we have, because we've got 4 in 18. Like, sure, fine, we lost to City, whatever. But the previous games should have beat Villa were good, but we let them. We will let them be good. Arsenal. Oh, we have an episode on.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Of the Chelsea-Arsenal game. Wolves, we capitulated. The only good player, or the only player that could, you know, that could hold their head high after that game was Christian Pulisic. That's about it. Everton, holy shit, we didn't even try. Everton were good, compact, but we didn't have a plan B. And that's what I want to... We hinted at this in the last episode for the Chelsea Arsenal game. Lampard does not have a plan B.
Yeah, and I think that Lampard not having a plan B, as I mentioned in that episode as well, is one of my biggest criticisms of him. As even though he's a young manager, normally he was also assistant at, I think, was it Villa or Derby County? I don't remember.
He was the manager at Derby.
Yeah. So there as well, he ended up not making them get promoted by losing in the final, which was also down to him not having a plan B. So he knows he has that problem. He's transitioned to a club which is absolutely massive, a club that he's a fucking icon at, and he's still not rectified that problem. So is it something which he's not learned yet, or something he's not willing to learn, which is a very worrying sign for Chelsea? Because if you want to have a manager like him at your club for longer, you can't just give him money. You've already given him money. You said throw all the money you have, sign whoever the fuck you want. He signs whoever he wants. Admittedly, some have been hit or miss, but that's down to him. He chose to sign them. And then he still doesn't have a plan B for when he goes down. I mean, I guess you came back 3 goals against West Brom, but then again, that's West Brom. And if you saw what Arsenal did to West Brom yesterday, you'll know that that shouldn't have been a 3-3 game. So, yeah, it's just, I also do not like what Lampard is doing with Chelsea right now. And yeah, but obviously as a Chelsea fan, you'd know more about it.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't know how to change the system. He doesn't know how to, work around something that, when he's faced with a problem, he doesn't know how to work around it. If we get the first goal, if we get 2 goals in the first half, yeah, we're a great team. Like, we, express ourselves, we go forward, we are more direct, we make intricate passes. That's another thing I wanted to touch on. The City players could make intricate passes, and they have that vision. Yes, they're great players, right? They have that vision to, make these, through balls. And they were not more intricate, but like, they were simple passes that, we gave them the space, yeah, but they were making those passes. It's not like City are a great defensive team, right? We just ruined their run of clean sheets. There was like 6 clean sheets in a row or something like that.
Mm-hmm,
can do it. We can do it. But we're not trying. That's my issue. Like, if we gave it a go, like, I would be fine. Like, if we lost 3-0 and we gave it a go, I would be fine. But that technical acumen, that intelligence to make the right pass, I'm not saying everyone's Kevin De Bruyne, but I can promise you, Gundogan is a good player, but today we made him seem like he was, fucking Patrick Vieira, man. He's crazy.
Yeah, you made Gundogan seem like he was Lampard himself, man. Fucking was running the show.
Fucking ran the show, man. I mean, Kevin De Bruyne was insane, and I mean, he's best player in the Premier League for me, but we let him be that. Like, and are you telling me teams like West Brom, who got battered by her, that, yeah, I mean, a great Arsenal that played very, very well yesterday. Are you telling me that they can stop Kevin De Bruyne and we can't? I'm sure we can. It's just the intent that was missing, and that's what's frustrating the most. You should be geared up and fired up, because if we won this game, right, that would have been a statement like, yeah, we're not floundering at the bottom anymore. We're not, you know, crying in some corner. We're here to stay. Like, this would have been a statement win. This would have got us back on track. I don't see us, you know, even challenging for top four now. Seeing that, we should be a mid-table club.
I mean, that's a very bold statement, but yeah, your performances recently have not warranted top four at all. But although I still feel you'll make top four eventually, but yeah, this run of form has just been pathetic. And I think you need, I think you're playing Fulham next, which is probably your best chance to, you know, get the entire team back, the morale up, you know, just give them a nice whacking. But the way you're playing, I mean, it doesn't look good, man.
It doesn't even look likely that we'd beat Fulham, man. Are you like, we can't seem to score a goal outside, you know, putting a cross in. Where are the direct goals? Where are the goals that are coming from inside the 6-yard box? Did you remember the game against Southampton?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The game against Southampton. Where was that? Where is that? That's one of our best performances, you know, our offensive performances this season, right? Defensively, we still had those clowns, Rudiger, Kepa and Christensen at the back. If we had Zuma, Thiago Silva and Mendy there, we would have won that game. Where is that gone? Where is that directness gone? Where is that, you know, eye for a pass gone? We didn't even have Christian Pulisic then. Imagine, man, I don't know.
Okay, so I think I'll ask the big question now. Do you think he should be sacked today?
I think it would be premature to sack him now. Even though his performances in the last 6 games have warranted a sack, I don't think if I were to sit here at the end of the season and if he were to be sacked now, I would say it would be a good decision. Because I feel like that would leave the team in like some sort of disarray. You know, I don't think they would. I mean, we could get in a good manager to guide the team and, you know, challenge maybe for the top four. But I think maybe, I would say maybe if he were to, set him like a point total. Like, you know, in the next 5 games, let's say you have to get at least 12 points. And if he fails to do it, sack him. Right? Because at the end of the day, it's probably detrimental to our season. And considering how much money we spent and how much we lose by not getting in the top four, maybe not even the top six, it could be very detrimental to the club as a whole, considering we made so many big signings. But I feel like the main problem is here, he's being fucking stubborn with this system. He clearly knows that it's not working, right? Change the system, you know, play a 4-2-3-1, play something else, play 3-4-3 if I don't really get, just change it, right? You can clearly see it's not working, right? Take out Werner, like, I'm convinced he'll find his feet sometime, but right now his form is detrimental to the club. It's not helping us at all. Play Giroud, get us a win. It's fine. I don't care if I don't see Werner till the end of the next season. I want points. And I think it's synonymous with what Arteta was doing. He was a stubborn bastard. He kept playing Willian and Bellerin and Xhaka and all those twats when he knew they were the players that were continuously letting him down. Change it. Arteta changed it. It's worked wonders. The last 3 games have been immaculate for Arsenal. Change something. There's no harm. We're already 8th. If we drop any low, it's not going to be as much worse than when we are 8th. Try something different. That's what I say.
I think for the sake of the fans itself, he has to try something different. Because like you've seen with all managers under pressure, like you can take even For Conte, for example, in his first season, he started off with the four at the back, and we lost to Liverpool and then Arsenal, and then he was under so much pressure. And then once he changed to three at the back, that was a fucking, you know, golden ticket. That was a golden ticket to the fucking factory. He won the league after that. So maybe it's just Lampard needs to, being a young manager, which is a big reason why he's stubborn with the system. He's not realizing that he has a long way to go and a lot of stuff to figure out. So maybe if he experiments with another system, he can, you know, figure out his own golden ticket. So that's probably the, as you said, the biggest change he needs to make to this Chelsea team right now is trying something new, giving the players a new challenge. Because at the end of the day, you play the same system again and again and you keep losing, your players are not going to want to play that system anymore. It's just basic science.
Exactly. It's common sense. Like, the players are going to get fed up with it. It's not working. Try something different. The times that it's worked, we've played pathetic teams. We haven't been... It's been papering over the cracks in some sort, that 13-run unbeaten streak. Because I was so happy after last season. I didn't expect us to get top four at all. We came out with top four and we needed to make the right signings. It didn't happen. Thiago Silva, as good as he's been, right? He's not going to be a long-time servant for the club. We're going to have to get someone in the next 1 or 2 years. We're going to have to get someone in to partner Zuma. Why don't you put that money, the money you've spent on maybe Havertz? I was very happy with the Werner signing, not going to lie. So I don't think I'll go back on my word on that point. I didn't want Havertz. Just put that 80 million and invest into a solid centre-back for the next 7 or 8 years. It doesn't make sense. I don't get it, man. Like, I think his recruitment and his decisions were bad because you've seen some of the players that have blossomed at other clubs like Barkley and like Lamptey. Sure, we have reached James. That's besides the point. We were thinking of selling Callum Hudson-Odoi. If they sell Callum Hudson-Odoi, I swear to God.
if they sell him, that'll be like a top fucking... It'll be like a De Bruyne and Salah selling level thing. Because he is definitely someone destined for the top, the way he plays and his approach to the game. I really admire him a lot. And if I'm going to sell him, just fucking send him here, bro. We'll ball with him.
Send back Willian.
Willian, Cho swap. That's it.
Do you have a receipt?
Receipt, yeah, bro. Receipt, bill box, everything we have.
Bill box. Oh, man. Like, this is just laughing over the pain, dude. It really is.
See, I'll tell you it from experience, it helps a lot. Laughing over the pain.
Laughing over the pain, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, but ending on that note, I think his recruitment has not been the best. As much as he's... I loved the Chilwell signing, even though he was quite poor today. And he just couldn't find a, you know, forward pass. I think he's been great. Yeah, Mendy has been good. Even though I think he should have saved the first goal, I think Mendy's been, you know, testament to our defense being much, much better. But yeah, otherwise, his offensive recruitment has been quite pathetic.
Yeah, his recruitment has been extremely, extremely fucking poor. Okay, now moving on from Lampard in particular, where do you think you will end up finishing the season? Like, just forget the fact, okay, let's say you get bounced back from this run, get a string. Let's say Fulham is a turning point. You string a few wins together, you still have like a half a season left. You can change a lot of things, make some signings. So where do you think you'll finish with the current squad you have?
See, but that's a very difficult question because I think this current squad of players that we have are good. They're good individuals, right? I think all of them, they have the capability to perform on their day. We've had very good individual performances, but as a team, we need to figure something out. And if we figure something out, I can see us, you know, potentially getting the fourth spot. But the way it's looking right now, probably 6th or 7th, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Also, another question I would like to ask. If the league situation, like, you keep performing poorly, would you put all your eggs in the Champions League basket?
I mean, winning the Champions League is not going to get us in the Champions League
of next year. Of course it will.
Would it?
Are you dumb? If you win the CL, you qualify next season.
I mean, we're not going to win the Champions League.
No.
I'll tell you that.
I'm just saying, I mean, you were pretty poor in 2012 in the league. You finished sixth and you ended up winning the Champions League. So it could be a repeat season. You never know, man. Of course, you have Atletico to get past.
There is no way we make it past the round, the quarterfinals. I'll give it to you in writing.
I see.
There is no way. So, no, we can't put all our eggs in one basket. We need to pull our socks up in the league and, you know, not have some fucking facade like Arsenal did last year. Like, oh, we won the FA Cup, but they finished fucking eighth. No.
But I'll fucking take last season. So I'll take it because it has Emery written like in it. So I'll take whatever we got from last season. This season, man. An Arsenal episode was supposed to be recorded until we started winning games. So I think Arsenal fucked our podcast up.
Fully. It fucked me. You've come on the, you know, better end of this. I'm on the receiving end. Like,
yeah.
I'm here talking about how bad Chelsea have been when Arsenal went on a 10-game streak where they didn't win.
Yeah, man. I was just lucky. We were lucky both of us had exams during that time, so we couldn't fucking record.
That shit, man. But I'm happy. I'm trying to get stuff out.
Yeah. Always helps.
Where do you think we'll finish?
I think
I know you're trying to be like fourth and like, you know, this reverse psychology and anything worse, you laugh. Be real. Where do you actually think we'll
finish? Okay, fine. I think you'll get fifth, man. I think you'll get fifth. I don't think you'll finish like seventh or eighth, but I think you'll get fifth, yeah. I think if you can add maybe a defensive midfielder or a defensive player in general in January, and, you know, just a bit more depth in your team in terms of that position, maybe you can push for like fifth, fourth and all that. But yeah, I think fifth is a reasonable, it's not where you should be finishing, but based on the way you're playing right now, that's where you will finish.
Is there anyone you would maybe want us to get, or if you were a Chelsea fan, who do you want in December or January?
Who would I want as a Chelsea fan? I would first want a defensive midfielder, but then again, I'm not the person who asks for signings because I genuinely have no clue who Arsenal itself are going for, to be honest. But
I mean, so The main one that stands out is probably Declan Rice, but they're not going to get him in January.
Yeah.
West Ham are doing well. They're not going to want to sell one of their, arguably their best player in January. So we're not going to get that. We've done a lot of our business in the summer, man. We just need to change the system, honestly. Like, I don't want any more players.
Imagine, did you ever think you'd say that in your life?
I don't want, like, if you want to get Barkley back or something, that's about it. But, you know, I don't, like, just try and make the players that we have, you know, play well. Like, fucking hell, we've got such good players. I think you can agree, we've got one of the most talented squads in the Prem.
Oh, 100%, man, 100%. I predicted you all to finish second looking at your squad on paper, man. I thought the squad was fucking brilliant.
Like, I knew we'd take time to gel, but we're in January. We've got the half the season is nearly over. I mean, we got to fix something.
Yeah, I think one January move you should try doing is getting back Loftus-Cheek from Fulham. That'll probably bolster up your midfield a lot and add, you know, that creativity you need right now. I think that'll be a good acquisition.
But is he held to some contract? He must be held to like a year-long contract.
I mean, you can recall him from loan. You'll have to pay money, I think. But I don't know. You can probably figure a way out. You'll have to pay, but you can figure out a way if you really need him.
I think we need a striker, man.
Striker.
Good striker, fucking.
Take Aubameyang, bro. He's fucked anyways. Take him.
I take him.
Take him, bro. He's fucking finished anyways. That guy. What, 4 goals all season? Fucking.
You want to take Werner?
No. We don't need to fuck each other up. Brother. I don't. Trash versus garbage transfer. This is Aubameyang and Werner. What's the point?
I got a lot off my chest.
Happy for you, Nikhil. Very happy for you.
This will probably come back. If we lose to Fulham,
we'll be back, right? Same place, same time next week recording.
Oh, if we lose to Fulham, holy shit.
Nah, that'll be too funny, man. Fuck.
Yeah, but I guess we should probably wrap this up.
Yeah, so I just want to say, hope you all have had a very nice New Year. Nikhil didn't have a very nice New Year, unfortunately. But we won't tell you about that. But Chelsea-wise, also, you didn't have a good New Year. So that's there.
That's what I was talking about. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, fine. Oh, fuck. Okay. Thank you guys for tuning into this Chelsea rant. There's lots of football going on right now, you know, Christmas period, lots of episodes, lots of matches, so hopefully more episodes. Yeah, so, I don't know, be hyped, I guess, that's all I can say. Like and subscribe. New logo as well, when this comes out.
A new logo, we've got a website as well. Check that out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being professional.
Check all the things out at the Gully Scorecard, at Gully Scorecard, all that. We'll notify all of our listeners on the social media pages about all the specifics. But thank you everyone for listening and hope you have a good one. BenSound.com